The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, Steve Geller, and our guest this afternoon, Nick Garisco. Guys, it's our pick six. Charlie, I'll throw it to you.
The maestro.
Last week, guys, it was pick eight. We added the two-point conversion. Mike, oh, man. It was a tough week. It was a tough week, really, for all of us. Steve, you and I won the week, both going 4-4. Bobby, you went 3-5. Mike with a 2-6 week. So kind of reviewing what happened, Tulane let all of us but Bobby down, but Bobby, Penn State let you down.
I don't want to tell Coach Summerall that I picked Army.
No, you didn't.
Well, you made that pick, and we're all looking like, what? He picked Army?
No, that surprised me you picked Army, but I get it now.
It worked out.
I get it now.
UL messed all of us up, unfortunately. Yeah. You know, their quarterback one, the offensive player of the year in the Sun Belt, was already injured. Their QB2 gets hurt in the first quarter, so they have to start a true freshman third-string quarterback for the full game against Marshall. Didn't work out for him, so that pick really ruined all of us. Steve, you and I got Georgia right against Texas, so that really helped us out. Oregon, Bobby had Penn State. That hurt you. Penn State hurt all of us.
Not me.
Penn State, SMU. SMU hurt all of us.
SMU did.
We all had SMU. That didn't work out. Then in the NFL, the Saints also hurt all of us because they didn't cover the five-point spread. We like to call that a backdoor, gentlemen.
Yes, indeed.
Moving on to this week, guys. The standings. I am 48-38. Mike, you're at 43-43. Steve, you're also at 43-43. And Bobby is at 39-47.
Come on, you got to do better than that.
No, just go against me and you win money.
just fade Bobby, I guess. We got only one game in college football week 16. It's the yearly game between Army and Navy. Number 22, Army is 6.5-point favorites against Navy, guys.
Well, I'm going to go Navy. Okay. Give me the points in Navy.
Okay, I'm going Army because they're treating me good against Tulane. All I know is what did Navy Tulane beat Navy? 35-0.
Yeah, but their quarterback got hurt.
No, I don't know. I'm not going against the Cadets. In honor of Stan Brock, who was one time the head coach at West Point, and you ever been to a game on the Hudson? No, it is like awesome. And they upgrading their facilities. No, it's an awesome atmosphere. And most of my family, when they've been involved in the military, has been on the Navy side of things. But
my dad was in there for a dozen years, so that's why.
So I'm going to go with Army and give up the 6.5.
Yeah, Army burned me last week. I'm going with them. I love what we're seeing from that quarterback, Bryson Daly. Hard not to root for.
He's a stud, man. I mean, we were joking that he runs like Taysom Hill, but he really does. I'm going Army here as well. Shout out my boy Brian Berry.
Oh, so Mike, you lonesome self.
Yeah, so Mike, you're standing alone with Navy here, but it is a lot of points. This game is always close.
Always close.
Always close. I definitely understand why you're going there. NFL week 15, guys, we got a stacked week, so I'm really excited to get into some of these games. The Commanders are 7-point favorites in New Orleans against the Saints. That's the first one on the docket here.
Commanders.
And that's a lot of points, 7 points, and the Saints are playing at home. Is Derek Carr playing or not? I don't know who that nation is the week of our birthday. I can't go against this. So I'm going to take the Saints and take the 7 points.
No, if Derek Carr was playing and I knew it, I'd take the Saints in the points.
Yeah.
But I'm not.
But Mike, that number has to be at 7 because with Vegas because of Derek Carr's broken
hand. That Commanders offense scares me, and that kid Jaden in the dome. Give me the Commanders. Give it, minus 7 here.
I'm with y'all. Give me Washington minus 7.
Well, I'm only the only one taking
you're,
the Saints.
So yeah, Mike's standing alone with Navy and you're standing alone with the Saints.
I'm the only homer.
Yeah, I'm scared.
How shocking.
I'm too scared because if Jake Haener or Spencer Rattler starts this game, it's a wash, guys.
Right.
Like the minus 7,
they might be playing for their careers, especially Haener. Rattler, they might have, but no, Haener, you got to do or get off the pot.
Yep.
He gets only, it's an opportunity if he is starting playing.
You don't get a lot of opportunities.
No.
Take it.
It'd be like, you don't want to be like Desmond Ritter, but then all of a sudden, look, Desmond Ritter, he's supposed to be the Falcons guy. He gets cut by the Cardinals. Now he's playing for the Raiders. No, so he's constantly being evaluated.
Well, at least he gets to start.
No, that's what I'm saying. So you're being evaluated. He has to do something, or are you out of the league in 3 or 4 years?
Up next, guys, we got some NFC South flavor. The Buccaneers at the Chargers. L.A. opens as 2.5-point favorites at home.
Chargers.
I'm with you.
I'm with the Bolts, too. Like what they're doing, especially defensively.
I'm going with the Chargers. Did you think the Chiefs were going to lose? No. It's amazing. But look at that second half, the Chargers. And Justin Herbert was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And I think not next year. Watch out for the Chargers next year. Would they build?
They need a few pieces on offense. Yeah,
I'm telling you.
They need weapons.
And then all of a sudden, in a major market, both the Rams and the Chargers could be relevant.
Yes.
Not relevant is the Jets and Giants.
Right. They could be frisky in the playoffs this year, guys. It's an AFC wildcard team. But I'm with you. I'm with both of you. I think they're a year off. If they get a stud maybe in the draft at wide receiver, they still need to kind of bolster their skill position players. Give me the Chargers minus 2.5. This is a clean sweep for us. Up next, we got the Steelers at the Eagles. Philadelphia, 5.5-point favorites at home.
Steve, I'm going to let you go first.
The Battle of Pennsylvania, right?
Hey, man, give me the Steelers right now. I think the Eagles organization is a whole bunch of turmoil, drama going on between quarterback, wide receiver. We'll see if Nick Sirianni can get him in line, but I'll take Pitt in this one.
Pitt.
You're going to take Pitt in the 5.5 points, but the Eagles are still good. I think the Eagles can win that game, and they won't cover.
We'll see. You got to worry about that tailspin
so
like they had last year.
You're going with the Steelers here?
I'm going with the Steelers and taking the 5.5 points.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Wow, I'm very surprised. I thought at least someone was going to be with the Eagles.
Well, you got to go with the Eagles.
No, I'm going Eagles. No, that was predetermined.
You are going with the Eagles.
All right. I know that there's been the buzz, but it kind of the pressure creates diamonds sort of thing here, guys. I'm going with Philadelphia. I think they're the better team here. I think the Steelers have had a great season. But give me Philadelphia at home, 5.5 points.
It's hard to score against the Steelers. I don't know.
It's not a long road trip for them.
And you know what? And you know what's crazy? A lot of people, they talk through both sides of their mouth. Let Russ cook. He's washed up. He's done. Why aren't they going away from Fields, the young quarterback? I don't think they'd be as good as they are right now if it wouldn't be for Russell, right?
I will happily put 5.5 points in the hands of Saquon Barkley. Take me home, my friend. Moving on, guys, we got probably the premier matchup of the season at this point. The Bills at the Lions.
Super Bowl preview?
Yeah, how about that? The Lions 1.5-point favorites at home in this matchup.
You know what? I'm going to go with the Lions just because I'm a Michigan guy. But I don't know their defense. To me, that could be the Achilles heel.
Take the over.
For them to win. Yeah,
The over is a good pick. I'm going to go with the Lions.
Give me the Buffalo Bills on this one. I like them. Love what Josh Allen's been doing. Everybody's obviously raving about what he's done and going to be controlled conditions inside Detroit there. I think they're going to sling it around easily.
At first glance, I thought Buffalo, but really their defense looked stinky. Like they just stunk against the Rams. So Give me the Lions here in a high-scoring affair, kind of like maybe a 31-28 type of game,
Standing alone on this one.
Yeah, Steve, you will stand alone with the Buffalo Bills, but I do like the pick. I think it's going to be a really fun game. Wrapping up the week, we got Sunday Night Football, guys, the Packers 3-point favorites at the Seahawks.
Green Bay.
Pack attack, give me them too. That was easy.
Yeah, the Seahawks are hot in the NFC West, but I'm still going to give up the 3 points and take the Packers at Seattle. Seattle's a hard place to win.
Right.
But
it's hard to win in Green Bay, too. The conditions are crazy there.
But they're playing at Seattle, and the Packers are favored. That shows you how good the Packers are.
Yes, indeed.
And you know who makes them good? It ain't the damn quarterback.
The running back.
Josh, he's a stud.
Yes, that's why. Watch out. The NFC North, the sorry-ass Bears. but you look at the Packers, Vikings, and the Lions, what? I mean, come on. That's the toughest division, AFC or NFC right now.
And just look at how close the Packers were to beating the Lions last week on Thursday Night Football. This is an awesome team.
Yeah.
And they're in the wild card race right now. They're probably going to end up with the 5 seed or the 6 seed, depending on what happens with Minnesota. But the Packers are a team to be feared, guys. Give me them -3. This is another clean sweep for us. I think that they take care of business.
Destined to be wrong, man. Okay, we're going to be wrong again with all of it.
Yeah, well, we're going against Geno. We're going against Geno.
That's it. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870. We'll have on with us Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereff right after this break here on the Big 870. WWL. Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We'll go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, and we're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereff, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious. Mark, thanks so much for joining us. Man, you're such a big wheel that Bobby, he don't ever work on a Tuesday. He said, man, I got to come there. I know Stink's going to be there with you.
No, Stink, I'll tell you what, I've been given a number of reasons why I'm here tonight on a Tuesday. But one of it is, Stink, I don't know if you know this, the first time the Who Dat Nation, not Who Dat, the Who Dat Nation, the first time those words were uttered was December the 10th, 2006. So the Who Dat Nation is 18 years old when we kicked the Cowgirls behind on Sunday Night Football with Sean Payton and Drew Brees. They beat Bill Parcells, you know, Sean Payton's mentor, and we stayed on and did a post game till 3 a.m. And then people were displaced because of Hurricane Katrina, you know, the big stick, WWL. We go to 30-some states. So now the time changes early December the 10th. They're calling from Missouri, Virginia, all over. And, boy, they say, boy, it's great to hear your voice. It looks like the Saints, boy, post-Katrina, they're doing something with Sean Payton and Drew Brees. And I said, there's a Who Dat Nation out there. And now the rest is history. So it's our 18th birthday, Stink. So take a toast tonight for the Who Dat Nation.
Or a second
one. There you
one.
Go. Who Dat Nation. Happy birthday to you guys. There's that. That's one aspect of it. The other aspect of it is Christmas around the corner. And Bobby needs to make a few more dollars so he can support all those peoples out there.
Stink, don't get him started with that money because we're not going to talk football after a while. Man, have you ever seen a team with the luck of the Chiefs? Now, listen, you got to be good, and sometimes I'd much rather be lucky than talented. But to win games week after week after week, and then you got a field goal kicker. How many times do you see him hit the post and it bounces straight back? This time it hits the goal post and it kicks in. I mean, the Chiefs, I don't know if they're using all their luck now, but goodness gracious, that's an unbelievable run with Kansas City.
And Stink, what Mike's saying, boy, talk about the end. You know what's happening. Pat Mahomes is a magician. Holly extends plays. Yeah. No, you think you got him sacked. Not so fast. It's like you almost knew at the end. He's going to go make the play because he's done it so many times.
100%. I mean, like, listen, I'm with you guys. I hate the Chiefs of the white hot intensity of 1,000 suns. I mean, I root for them to lose every game. So they have, like, in succession, they beat the Carolina Panthers, the Vegas Raiders, and then the LA Chargers. 3 games, 3 wins, all by a combined 7 points. I mean, it's insane. Like, it's insane. And, you know, like, I always think back to my dad. Anytime that I was growing up in Alaska, you know, and something didn't go my way sports-wise, right? And I say, oh, that other guy got luckier, this, that, or the other. And my dad would always say the same thing. My college buddies call him Poolside. That's his nickname, Poolside, because my dad was always out doing push-ups and, you know, sit-ups and everything else. My dad is fit as a fiddle, 85 years old, on the roof in Alaska, shoveling 4 foot of snow. The guy, if you saw him, you'd think he's my brother. And it's sickening is what it is, because he just laps it up. But Poolside would tell me, sit me down, and he'd always say the same thing. He goes, luck has the smell of perspiration. And, you know, listen, man, you can say they're lucky, you can say this, that, and the other, but I'm with you, Bobby. As soon as they get the ball at the end of the game, I'm like, you got to end the game with no time left on the clock, kind of like the Broncos did, and they blocked the field goal and still lost, right? It just, you got to end the ball with the lead and no time on the clock, because if you give it to Patrick Mahomes, He proved with even 13 seconds.
13 seconds to Bills and Josh Allen. Now, people would say, like, oh, Josh Allen, what success he's had. I don't know. He put the Bills in a chance to win with 13 seconds.
The defense let him down.
Yeah, that's why the head coach. I don't know, the Bills head coach.
McDermott in a big game.
Yeah, so sometimes Stink, he worries me in that big game. That might be the Achilles heel for the Bills.
Oh, me too. The game they just lost to the Rams, they drove it down. They got a minute and 4 seconds left. They're on the 2-yard line or the 1-yard line. And you're like, the only thing they can't do is use a timeout. They played that whole drive not to use the timeout. And then I'm like, you got to throw it. You got to throw it. And they run QB sneak and they get stuffed. And you're like, you got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me.
Exactly.
Now you use the timeout. Now you have to kick extra, you have to kick an onside, which is about a 4% chance or 5% chance of getting the damn ball. Like, It was mind-numbing. Like, I'm with you. Like, listen, Sean McDermott, really, what they've done in Buffalo, kudos, man. They are, like, awesome. I don't trust that coaching staff to make the right decision in a critical moment.
Amen.
I agree. Insider Calls with Mark Schlereff are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Mark, the shocker in the NFC. What Minnesota continues to do here, I'm kind of looking at a couple different games at the same time. It's 21-21, Falcons-Vikings. I turned my head. They didn't score twice, and then they scored a third time. The story there is the Falcons are in free fall, and how well Sam Darnold has got this team playing. Even if you were the biggest Sam Darnold fan in the world, never could have predicted how good he has been this year.
Well, his pocket presence, Stink. I mean, how he's extending plays. I don't know. You look at the market. He's definitely earned $150 million plus or a Kirk Cousins-type contract. I don't know what the Vikings are going to do, but, you know, look at what the Jets and Carolina, and he developed with, the 49ers, now with the Vikings. What have you done for me lately? No, I think you got to go by what he's doing right now. And you know what? You better watch what you wish for. You know, sometimes it's a player, he might try to maximize his contract. Look, you couldn't be in a better position than Minnesota. I know they got
a young guy.
Because
of the head coach.
Yes, because of the head coach. He might end up taking, sometimes you never take less money. But if he could be well compensated, I'm talking about the $150 million range, you know what, I like it here in Minnesota. And Sam Darnold might stay there.
I'm telling you what, there was one guy that saw it coming, it was me.
I remember you told me that last year.
The only reason is because I sat with him for the last two games of the season, 20 minutes at a time. I sat with him in a meeting for 25 minutes and then on the field for about 20 minutes, two times. So, in all that time, an hour and 5 minutes just talking to him. But I sat down with Kyle Shanahan, and here's the story, man. He gets drafted by the Jets, and Jeremy Bates is the OC. Well, Jeremy Bates worked exclusively with Peyton Manning. So he installs this Peyton Manning offense. And Kyle Shanahan says to me, he goes, there's one guy in the world that could run the Peyton Manning offense, and it's Peyton Manning. He's the only guy. And so he was never taught a progression offense in the National Football League. And he goes, and then he goes to Carolina where Matt Rhule is coming out of college, and he's running a collegiate offense. So they isolate one guy and get him the ball. Like, so you've never – he did not learn a progression style
offense. How to be a pro quarterback.
Right, until the fourth year of his career when everybody got fired and Ben McAdoo took over. So then he goes to San Francisco, and he's got opportunities to go start other places. And Kyle told him, like, hey, listen, we're not going to pay you as much, and you're going to be the backup here. But you're going to get a year of quarterback rehab, quarterback intensive, learning. And so Sam Darnold, to his credit, said, I'm going to forego the chance to start, and I'm going to go to San Francisco and learn how to play quarterback in the NFL. And so that's what he did. Then he got this. I was on the table in Denver. Now, I'm happy with Bo Nix, don't get me wrong, but I was like, dude, I'd sign him in free agency. And then my thought process was sign him and then go out and get the tight end the Raiders got.
Brock Bowers can play.
That was my draft plan. But listen, man, I couldn't be more happy for Sam Darnold. Like, he has earned it. He's paid his dues. He went through a quarterback, you know, rehab intensive with Kyle Shanahan. He backed up Brock Purdy the whole time, and he's come out smelling like a rose. And the Minnesota Vikings are pretty damn good. And then Kirk Cousins, in the last 4 weeks, zero TDs and 8 interceptions.
No, you like, you sold his soul to the devil at the beginning of the season. And whatever you've done for me lately.
But I don't know how that free fall kind of
went. Through for.
Man, yeah, that's a really fall far for Kirk Cousins. We've never seen him play this bad for that long. He might have had a bad game, but boy, is he down the mountain.
Well, a lot of times, you know, Father Time, and I don't think Kirk Cousins ever has the mindset he's always better than himself to be a backup. That one surprised me. I don't know how it's going to finish out for him that he might retire because, he's made more money than Tom Brady. You talk about bet on yourself. Whoever's his agent, whoever's Kirk Cousins' agent, he did it right.
He's rich, too.
Kirk Cousins has done the contract situation right. You remember, I'm going to play under the tag, and he always banked on it. I want to say, Stink, you probably would know this better than me, that I think he was really one of the first ones that got, not a Deshaun Watson deal, but I remember way back when he bet on himself, he got like $80 million guaranteed. That was a few years
ago.
That
was the Vikings
deal. Yeah. Well, like, that was pretty outrageous.
He was the first one that kind of started the whole completely guaranteed stuff for the quarterback, and he's just continued on down that path. So, you know, he's smarter than me, that's for sure. And I've always been a Kirk Cousins fan, but boy, I tell you what, he has not played well lately.
Now, Sting, what do you think? And Charlie, correct me if I'm not asking this right. But you're looking at like 9 teams, Sting, with 3 wins or less, then you got 7 teams, 9 wins or more. So you truly have like the haves and the have-nots, and a lot of the casual fans, they go, oh, the team needs to tank. Well, you're not playing golf or tennis. It's a team sport. Ain't nobody tanking. They're fighting for their professional life. You got to be a pro. So when I look at 9 teams with 3 wins or less, because they all speculate, where are we going to draft? Okay, who are we drafting and all that? Because they kind of give up on the season. What's your take on that, how what's has transpired so much, having 9 teams, 3 wins or less, and then 7 teams with 9 wins or more?
Yeah, well, I mean, my thought process is you play to win. You play because it's the way you've always been brought up. And you're putting it on film, man.
Yes.
All 32 teams are looking at you. I mean, I have some pride. I'm a professional. I was a professional freaking football player. And, like, for us as players, man, there's no tanking. You don't do that. And as organizations, the same thing goes for a coach.
Yeah.
Like, you're a coach, man. Like, this is your resume. And, oh, by the way, this is how stupid this is. Like, the bust rate in the first round is 50%. Like, it's throwing darts. Like, you're tanking for what? Like, do you think it's a good idea? Is Baker Mayfield a good idea in Cleveland?
No,
you know,
but he's a good idea in Tampa.
Yeah.
How about the 4 teams he played with before he hit?
That's right.
You know, Sam Darnold, is he a good idea with the Jets? Or Zach Wilson, is he a good idea with the Jets? Like, I mean, like, how about Josh Rosen? How's he working out?
Yeah, who, like UCLA, like, Josh Rosen, come on, now how long he left, flash in the pan?
He's unemployed.
I mean, I think he comes from a rich family, like, though.
they were like, Josh Rosen's the most pro-ready guy. Like, these are the experts. He's the most pro-ready guy. Like, I mean, that guy walked into the NFL and instantly took a dump in his helmet.
That's about right.
Exactly.
Right. So, I mean, like, it's a crapshoot, man. Playing the NFL is hard, and you know, and there's a lot of guys that played at small schools, and there's a lot of guys that, you know, didn't have the fanfare, and there's a lot of guys that come in and go about their business, and they get to the NFL, and that's where they blossom, right? They're late bloomers or whatever. And just because you get drafted in the first round, I always look at the combine, I'm like, you know what running a fast 40 makes you? makes you fast.
Yeah, you know what? Think it's like you're a workout warrior or you're a football player. Oh,
they,
yeah.
They forget to ask the most important question: can you play football?
Right. Yeah, I mean, like, are you a football player? This guy bench press. This guy bench pressed 225 37 times.
But he's a stiff.
That makes him good at bench pressing. It doesn't make him a good football player. I know plenty of dudes. Like, I joke around, man. I was like year 12 in the league. And I was sitting in my locker, my legs at this point are, you know, I've had so many knee surgeries, but spindly little legs, big gut hanging over my shorts, you know. And I'm looking at this dude that's an absolute muscle pig. And, I mean, he has got a six-pack. He's a defensive lineman, man. He looks good, right? And he's prancing around in his shorts, his underpants, looking really good. And I am eyeballing him because he looks really good. Like, he's caught my eye. And he looks over at me and goes, what are you looking at? And I said, hey, man, no offense. But I go, it's just my experience after 12 years in the National Football League that you've got way too many muscles to be any good at playing this game. And he, like, wanted to fight me. And I'm like, dude, I'm not going to fight you. I'm just letting you know what I've learned. They cut him the next day. That dude couldn't play dead in a Western.
Yeah, like, but I'm going to take your ass on the football field and kick it.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm sure he looked great in the weight room. But that dude couldn't play dead in a Western.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, you're a bodybuilder or what?
Mark, I know you did a couple games with the Commanders, Jaden Daniels, and sort of fans, and they saw him certainly at LSU. And I told you this before, the first time, he's the most humble superstar I've ever been around in my life. And it's his work ethic. And Brian Kelly had told me, Mike, he's here sometimes 4:30 in the morning. He's here before the staff gets here. Watching film, trying to get better. But what dimension he brings, it's so unique. And he is so calm in pressure situations.
And you know, Mike, it's thing like Mike saying, the Saints have never stopped a running quarterback. So I said, I'm intrigued with what's the over-under Jaden Daniels rushing? You know, I said, if Drew Locke got 50-something yards, I mean, he's going to be hovering, I know, 80-plus. I said, how are we going to stop a running quarterback, and we've never stopped it, and Jaden Daniels is coming to town? Mm. There's a lot of LSU fans. Like when Joe Burrow came, they like the Saints. They love the Saints, but they also like their Tigers, and Jaden Daniels is one of them.
Well, I will tell you, man, sitting down with him, I had him in Arizona, and so we go out to the resort that the Washington Commanders are staying at, and you know, I got a meeting with Cliff Kingsbury at 7:30 in the morning or something Saturday morning. And we pull up and sit down in the meeting room, and Cliff walks in. And so, you know, I'm talking to him about Jaden. He goes, listen, dude. He goes, I'm down in my makeshift office this morning, you know, at 5 a.m. And I'm going through some, you know, some last-minute details and things. He goes, who pops his head in at 5 a.m.? Jaden, what are you doing? He's like, I don't know. Let's go over some stuff. You know, I mean, the guy's a football junkie, and you're right. He is couldn't be kinder. He's a great kid, an unbelievable athlete, and you know the thing that's so impressive, man, is his acumen from the neck up. He just understands. He understands the game, and I give Cliff a lot of credit too because Cliff, you know, to his credit, like. He'll tell you, man, I wasn't ready when I first came into the NFL and was coaching and bringing that collegiate system in. And, you know, he was one of those guys that told me, hey, it was really important for me to get Anthony Lynn, who really understands the running game, the Phillip to the run game and all those things. And that marriage between he, you know, in that whatever offense they run, the Red Rider or whatever the hell that thing is, you know, the collegiate offense that they run, and the marriage between a real run game with Anthony Lynn has really been one of the big things that has set that franchise kind of on fire, and Jaden's ability to organize it and operate it.
Mark, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always enjoy when you're on, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you, man. You guys be well. Take care.
All right,
that was Odyssey NFL Insider Mark Schlereff, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious. We'll be back with more Sports Talk right after this break on the Big 870.
Real mayonnaise. Mayonnaise, right?
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Went a little bit long with Mark Schlereff, so I'm going to throw it back to you, Charlie. We'll be back with more Sports Talk right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. We're finishing up here on hour number two of Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Man, listen, Steve Geller will take over at 6 o'clock. Nick, if you want to stay, you can babysit Steve over here for the next hour.
Well,
how
Nick,
about that?
And Nick, it's been a pleasure.
Yeah, great seeing you,
congratulations
brother.
Sitting here to do the show with us.
Appreciate it, guys. It's been an honor. It's been amazing. I'll never forget it, honestly.
Thanks so much. We appreciate it.
All right,
we'll be
who
back
that, who
with
that,
more
baby?
Sports Talk right after this news break here on the Big 870 WWE.